Okay, good morning to all. We're on Daf Mem, Vav, Omed, Beis. And we had just begun a sugya at the end of last time, looking at the subject of Kvura. What is the concept? What is the underlying understanding of Kvura? The Gemara said, is the concept of kvura essentially as a kapara for the one who's passed away? Is that the idea of kvura? Or is it, to the contrary, it's bizoyin, in order that the mace should suffer bizoyin? So we try to bring a proof from the fact that even the Aves HaKadoshim were involved in kvura, and surely they did not need a kapara or anything like that. So Moral says it's not a riot. Everybody needs a kapara, even a tzaddik. Ain't tzaddik ba'oretz, asher yaseh tov v'lo yechtor. So have a look at the Gemara. It's about the 10th wide line. The first word on the line is the word tov. Toshema. V'softuloi kol Yisrael v'kovru oisai. This is the pasuk that we mentioned earlier on in the fourth wide line, where it brought that pasuk in Sefer Melachim. Rashi says it was talking about the son of Yerovam. The son of Yerovam, the Navi predicted that he's going to end up passing away and being eulogized, etc., etc. But it also says he's going to be buried. V'kavru oisei. And if you say, says the Gemara, Kihechi to tahavale kapara. If you tell me that the function of kavura is in order to bring about a kapara, and that's what the Navi was prophesizing, that this Aviyah, the son of Yerovam, was going to have a kavura and therefore a kapara, Hanach Nami Likburu. Kihechi de tahavalehu kapara.
Rebbe, why is a kafura considered a kapara?
That we saw in Rashi explained last time. If he's lowered into the ground and you mashpil him, that itself acts as a kapara, the fact that he's lowered into a very lowly place. So what's the Gemara bring a proof from this pasuk? V'yi omrot ki heichi de tahavale kapara, hanach nami likburu. How do they translate that, Rabbi Yosef?
Now, if you say that burial is practiced so as to provide atonement for the deceased, then why was Aviah the only one of Yerovam's family whom Hashem allowed to be buried? Hanoch, Nami, let the other members of the family also be buried, so
Right.
that atonement will be provided for them as well. He's
Because if
quoting Rashi
everybody
here.
needs an right, because if everybody needs an atonement, so why do we assume that only Aviah, that's the one that the Navi was referring to, only Aviah, the son of Yerovam, he needs an atonement? Everybody needs an atonement. Hanach Nami, everybody else as well. Likburu should be buried. Kehichi d'tahavilu kapara. Hi, the tzaddik who d'tahavale kapara, but Hanach loy lehavaluhu kapara. To which the Gemara is asking, yes, indeed, because the others did not deserve a kapara. And it was dafka, the fact that he was a tzaddik, that the Navi was saying, he will be zoicha to this kapara, but others who are Rishoim will not be zeicher to this kapara. Toshma loy yispedu v'loy yikperu. This we saw also, the Gemara brought early on. It was referring to Rishoyim. It was referring to Rishoyim. And the Navi was saying they would not be Zeicher to a Kavura. And the Gemara explains, yes, that's exactly what it means. In other words, Deloitte to have a Lahu Kapara, in order they shouldn't have a Kapara. So it could well be that the function of Kavura is in order to bring about a Kapara. The fact that the body is lowered down in this very lowly position and lowly existence is itself an act of kapara, bring about a kapara, and that is, however, only somebody who's a tzaddik, but somebody who's not a tzaddik is indeed not zeicher to this. Fine. So now the Gemara asks a fascinating question and has a lengthy discussion about it, but it's all a continuation. Says the Gemara, Iboyeluhu. The Gemara asked the following question, and we'll see. We're going to try and bring proof after proof after proof after proof, all the way over until the next Amud. Iboyeluhu Hespeda Yikra Dechaya Hava or Yikra Deshachbi Hava. What is the function of Hespedim? Is it yikra? Yikra means the covered. Dechaya? Is it the covered of the live people? In other words, by talking about the mace, that's a covered, that's a chizuk, that's a nechama for those remain behind. So that's the purpose of the hespedim. Oh, yikra the shach we have a, or maybe the function of the hespedim is not to act as a chizuk and a nechama to the avelim, but rather it is covered for the mace. So for whose purpose is the whole concept of hespedim? Now we know hespedim exists in the Torah. It says quite clearly that after Sarah Imenu was nifta, we're going to see the Gemara is going to bring it, Avraham Avinu came to deliver a hesped. Vayavai Avraham lispoid. He came to give a hesped. So it clearly is a very long-standing concept. And our question is, what is the idea behind the hesped? Is it yakra dechaya? Is it for the purpose of those who are alive? It's a chizuk, it's a comfort, a consolation for them. Or perhaps no, to the contrary, it's not for them, but rather it is for the dead person. And for him, it's considered a kavod. Says the Gemara, one second, before we even try and resolve this question, let's just explain the question a bit. Lamai nafka mina, what's the nafka mina? What's the difference? If it says that the halacha is you're supposed to give a hesped, then you're supposed to give a hesped. So why would it make any practical difference as to whether this is because there's an inyan to be mechabed the live people or to mechabed the dead people? So the Gemara says, I'll tell you the nafka minhag. The nafka minhag is the omar. What happens if the guy said, loy taspiduhu lahu gavra? Don't be maspid this person, he's saying about himself. Don't be mas, I don't want any hespedim. Which, by the way, maybe we'll mention in a second, there's a very famous discussion. Many tzaddikim did leave a testament, did leave a tzavah. They don't want any hespedim. Not at the Levaya, not afterwards. We'll discuss that in a moment. But either way, this is what the Gemara is saying. What happens if the person says, I don't want a hesped? Ah. Well, that's a very practical shiloh with a practical nafka minna. Why is it a practical nafka minna? Because if the purpose of the hespedim is for the dead person, okay, she says, I don't want a hesped. It says prerogative. You come to mechabed me, I don't want kavod. But if it's there as a nechama, as a consolation, as a comfort for those who are alive, well, obviously, the person who has passed away has no right to forego on other people's kavod. He can't say, no, I don't want them to have a nechama. He can't do that, obviously. So that would be the difference. That would be one nafka minna. And there's another nafka minna. What's the other nafka minna? The other nafka minna, says the Gemara, is la'afuke inami la'afuke miyorshim. To extract money from Yorushin.
Do this.
It used to be in the times of Chazal that they used to have professional eulogizers. It wasn't just the nearest member of the family stood up and said a hesped. There were people who were professional maspidim. They used to give the hespedim and you have to pay them money. Do the yorishim, the inheritors, the family members, who has to pay for these eulogies? Who has to pay for them? If it is the whole function of the hespedim is for kavod of the live people, okay, so we don't want to pay for it. We'd rather overlook it. Thank you very much. So we have now two nafkaminas for the live people or covered for the dead person. One is what happens if the person who passed away said, actually, I'd rather not have hespedim. Would you nonetheless do so because it's covered for the live people? Do the live people have to pay for it? Obviously, only if it's there covered. This is the question that we're now looking for proofs. Says the Gemara Toshima, Vayovoi Avrohom Lispoid Lesara Velivkoiso. So this is, of course, the very first mention ever of the concept of Hespedim. Now, what does it mean, by the way, Vayovoi? So just before we do discuss this, maybe we should just give a moment's mention. As we mentioned before, very, very interesting historical concept. Most recently in Klal Yisrael, very famous, when Rav Aaron Leib Shteyman passed away, I think it was 7 years ago on Erev Chanukah. And he left in a tzavah, absolutely clear instructions. He does not want any hespedim, not at the Levaya, and not at the Shiva, not before, not during, not afterwards. And he emphasized, I remember they read it out at the Levaya, I was there. He doesn't want any hespedim, and he doesn't want any other evening with any other title. In other words, don't make some evening and say, well, it's not called a hesped, it's just a divrei chizuk. He doesn't want any evening for dedicated to his memory, whatever title you give it, whether it's hespedim or his oirerus or chizuk. He wrote also, he doesn't want anything written about him, not books, not articles, or anything at all. The next day, I bought the newspaper, the Yated Ne'eman, which is the Haredi newspaper, Degel HaTorah, etc., etc. And the entire newspaper was full from cover to cover with photographs and tributes and obituaries about Aaron Leib Shteyman. And on the first page, they had a very large announcement saying, it's true that our great Rebbe, Moron Reish HaYeshiva requested that there should not be a hespedim, but Reb Chaim Kanievsky overruled it. And Reb Chaim Kanievsky paskened that it's fine, and not only is it fine, it's the correct thing to do. And on that basis, the very next day, literally the next day, the newspaper was literally splashed from page to page, cover to cover, and then up and down the country, there were big hespedim. I attended one of them, where hundreds and hundreds of people attended, and Gedolei Olam, Rosh HaYeshivas, Gedolei HaDor came to give hespedim, all with the introduction that even though Rav Shteyman clearly left a tzavah that there should not be hespedim, but Reb Chaim Kanievsky overruled it. Now, what does that mean that Reb Chaim Kanievsky overruled it? So it's essentially not Reb Chaim Kanievsky's chiddush. It's something that exists. And there's a precedent for it in history. And this goes back to even early Achronim. It goes back to early Achronim in the times of the Noida B'Yehuda, as far as I remember. In the times of the Noida B'Yehuda, they're also the Pnei Yeshua. The Pnei Yeshua, I'm just looking up at my notes over here. The Pnei Yeshua left also a tzavah that there should not be hespedim. And nonetheless, trying to see if I can find it over here. And nonetheless, the Noida B'Yehuda quite clearly paskened again that it's to be overruled and that there should be hespedim. And so too, there are other precedents. I've got my computer in front of me. I'm just trying to look if I can see this anywhere. I can't at the moment. One second, just 2 seconds, bear with me. Oh, maybe here. Yes, I do have it here. So the Pesachei Tshuva in Shulchan Aruch actually discusses this very, very subject about what's the halacha when a Godel Hador leaves instruction not to be maspid, and he brings a raya from Rishonim, etc. He even brings our Tosis on Daf Mem Vav on the base, which is our very, very Tosis. We'll get to in a second. Maybe we'll even learn this Tosis. But he brings famously the Pnei Yeshua. The Pnei Yeshua instructed that there should not be Hespedim, and the Noda Yehuda overruled him. He overruled him. He brought a raya from a Gemara, also in Sanhedrin as well. There are other precedences as well. Rabbi Kiva Eiger left a tzavah, there should not be Hespedim, but his son-in-law, the Chasam Sofer, also overruled him. Yeah, I'll kaponim him. So it's a big discussion. And it seems to be, and as far as I remember, that when Rabbi Chaim Kanievsky overruled Rav Shteinman, he said that even though Rav Shteinman said he does not want there to be Hespedim, but undoubtedly, now that he's in Shomayim, he will definitely want it. He will definitely have Nachas Ruach. It will be good for his neshama, and it will be good for all those listening to the Hespedim, and it will bring about a tremendous chizuk and his Hesiris. And for undoubtedly, now that he's passed away, that's definitely something that he will want. And on that basis, there were Hespedim up and down the country. Yes, Jubilari.
Isn't there an inyan that a tzaddik can't be mochel on his kavod, and therefore the hesped is really kavod haTorah, because
That's
this
the
is not
purpose.
just me. This is just not me. This guy represents all is the gadol hador. So if you're mochel on his kavod, it's
Have a
really
look, have a look, have a look at the last Tosis on the Amud. That's really the basis for this discussion. Last Amud, the last Amud, Hespeda Yikra Dechaya. The Gemara has a tzad that maybe Hespedim is Yikra Dechaya, is covered for the live people, not covered for the mace. So Tosis asks Akasha, Tema. I have a big question. Hod Omar Perek Ha'orul El Sho'ul Ve'El Beis Hadomim. There's a reference made to Sho'ul HaMelech. Sho'ul HaMelech, we know, is the first king. And it says, El Sho'ul She'loi Nispeid Kalocha. There seems to be a criticism over here that Sho'ul HaMelech was not eulogized Kalocha. Was not eulogized correctly. That's what the Gemara in Yevamah says. What's Tosis Kasha? He said, I don't understand. V'im yishom yikra dechaya. If you're going to tell me like the Gemara says over here, that what? That the whole concept of Espedim is essentially a covered for who? For the live people. Harei mochalu Yisrael al kvoidom shelo hispiduhu. What's Tosis Kasha? Bishloima, if you tell me that what? That Hespedim are all about covered for the mace. Well, so then I understand. Covered for Sho'ul HaMelech would dictate that you give a proper Hesped, so I understand there was a criticism leveled against Klal Yisrael. Why was there not a Hesped Kahalacha? But if our Gemara is suggesting that what? That it's covered of the Chaim, it's as a consolation, as a comfort for Klal Yisrael, so Klal Yisrael surely have the right to forego that. And clearly they felt, for whatever reason, that we're prepared to be Meuchel, and we don't want to give a Hesped, and we don't need that Chizuk. So what's the Gemara's Taina? How can it be that Sho'ul HaMelech was Lo Nispeid Kalocha? Klal Yisrael overlooked their kavod. if you say it's for the covered of the life. Says Tosis, that's the kasha. What's the Torah? Tosis gives two tirutzim. V'yeshloima deyureim hoyu. They were afraid of giving a hesped. Yureim hoyu l'seifte. They were afraid to give a hesped. La'harois shemitztarin olov v'pnei David. As we well know, there was a very deep machloikus between David HaMelech and Shaul HaMelech, and they were afraid that if they would give a hesped for Shaul HaMelech and show that they're in terrible tsar and distress, then maybe that itself is a bizoyan for David HaMelech. So it's not that they overlook their own kavod. Maybe they really did need it. But it was inappropriate to waive the hesped just on the basis that maybe it'll be a bizoyan for David, because David, as it were, was the enemy of Shaul HaMelech. So to come out in a public statement to show that we're terribly bitsar about Shaul, maybe might be a bizoyan to David, and that's what the Gemara is saying, was an incorrect cheshbon. But now look at the second teretz, and this is what's relevant to us. Va'oid da'afilu have a yakra d'chayim. Because even if you say that the whole function of the hespedim is covered for the live, so what was the kasha? If that's the case, why can't Klal Yisrael overlook their honor? What's the criticism that they didn't give a hesped for Shaul? They didn't want to. They were happy to overlook that. No. Shani Melech. A Melech is different. De'ike bizoyin tfei legabe. It's much more of a bizoyin shaloi nispeid kaloch if you don't say hespeidim. So Tosis over here is telling us a tremendous chiddush that even if essentially the function of hespeidim is as covered for the live people, but you must remember that if you don't say hespeidim, why? Because the live people want to overlook their own kavod. So even though essentially it's their privilege, their prerogative to do so, but not if that's going to cause, by not saying hespedim, a terrible bizoyan to the mace. What does that mean, a terrible bizoyan to the mace? So says Tosfos, if it be a regular person, so then the chayim can overlook that. But if we're talking about a melech, like Shaul HaMelech, the fact that they didn't say hespedim would be considered such a tremendous bizoyan that even if in theory the live people are moichel, nonetheless, it's a bizoyan hatoira or bizoyan for the melech not to give hespedim. And therefore, that was the criticism against Klal Yisrael. Why did Klal Yisrael not say hespedim on Shaul HaMelech, even if they themselves felt that they didn't want to or didn't need it? But you can't be mevazeh a melech. So on that basis, it's because of this Tosfos, as mentioned, some point to this Tosfos and say, the Noda Biyuda brought a raya from this Tosfos. One second. Yeah, it wasn't the Yudit, it was the Beis Yaakov. One of the Gedolei Achronim of the Beis Yaakov brought this Tosfos, and you see in the second Teretz. That you cannot not give a hesped. If that will cause a tremendous bizoyan to the melech. So for Yesh Oimrim, so too, if a Talmud Chacham leaves a hesped, leaves a tzavah, don't give a hesped. That's fine that he wants to overlook his honor, but it's still considered to be a bezoyin hatorah, and that way. Others, like I said, many, many cases over the course of history where other Gedolei Yisrael poshut overruled them. And the most recent, the most famous recent case was where Rav Chaim Kanievsky, as it were, overruled Rav Aaron Lipshteyman. And on that basis, yes, there were hespedim. Nachum, you want to say something?
So didn't Reb Shteyman know this Tosfos?
He could be, but he can't be mevazeh kved atayim.
Yeah, but don't they know who they are in the in those situations? Like the Rav always tells the story of the posek who goes to the court and he's on their oath, and the judge says, "Where's your anivus?" He
100%.
says, "Well, I'm on their oath."
Same as he, whatever he felt, but we have a chiyuv to mechabit him. Even if a Talmud Chacham says, "I am a Talmud Chacham, I'm not a Talmud Chacham," whatever it may be, and he felt he doesn't deserve it, but we nonetheless have a chiyuv to mechabit him, and we must therefore be considered as a shiloh b'zayin ha'teira not to give a hesped. And clearly, that's thank you. And clearly, that's what Reb Chaim Kanievsky felt. Like I said, it's a controversial inyan because I've definitely been at levayas of Gedolei Yisrael, including, by the way, Rav Shteyman himself. At the levaya itself, they were not really hespedim. At the levaya of Rav Shteyman, just Rav Gersh and Edelstein just said a few words, but it wasn't really a hesped. And he, in fact, said, "I can't say a hesped because Rav Shteyman has left it tzavah not to say a hesped, and therefore it's asa." But the next day, Reb Chaim Kanievsky overruled it. Rav Gersh and Edelstein himself passed away. I was at the levaya as well. There were several hespedim, many, many, many hespedim. When Rav Shach was Nifta, I was at that levaya as well. He requested that only his son-in-law, Rav Baragmun, should say a hesped, only one hesped. But after that, during the week, there were hespedim up and down the country.
You know what's interesting, Rebbe? I bet you that if Chas V'Shalom the tables were reversed and Rav Chaim Chas V'Shalom was nifter before Rav Steinman and he left the same instructions, but Steinman would overrule him too,
Would be.
because when you're thinking about yourself, you're a human being. I mean, I don't want to. I mean, but you're so humble. You're so humble that you can't even, living in, it's hard to make a decision. But if he was making a decision on Pi Halacha where he wasn't personally involved, he would have said about Rav Chaim, "No, it doesn't matter. I overrule it." But it's his own personal humility.
Could well be. Could well be. We'll never know, but yeah, could well be.
Actually, the Gemara goes on for several days.
Yes,
Another
we're now going to see there are many, many, many proofs this way or that way. So let's now begin the first proof. So the Gemara brings from Avraham Avinu. So Avraham Avinu is the first reference we have in the Torah to this whole concept of a hesped. But the key word over here is the word vayavoi. Again, what does the Gemara say? Vayavoi Avraham lispoi b'sorv. What does it mean, vayavoi? He came. Where did he come from? So we know exactly where he came from. He came all the way from Har HaMoriah, where he just performed the Akedah. Which means that following Sarah Imenu's Patira, there could not be Hespedim, as it were, immediately, because it required Avraham Avinu to come all the way trek from the Akedah to where Sarah Imenu was. Says the Gemara, Toshima, Vayavoy Avraham lispoy l'sara v'liv koisa ve'i omrit, and if you say, Mishum Yakra Dechaya. If you tell me that what? That the whole purpose of the Hespedim is a cupboard for the Chaim, not for the Mace. So what's going on? I Omra Mishum Yakra Dechayahu. So if you're telling me that the purpose of the Hesped is a cupboard for the Mace, a cupboard for the live people, it's a chizuk, it's a consolation. A comfort in this case for Avraham Avinu, Mishum Yakra da Avraham. So, because of Avraham's covered Mashu la le Sarah, are we going to leave Sarah lying around? Look at Rashi. Mashilu le Sarah, Ad shebo Avraham ibeis akedas Yitzchok. We're going to delay. Because it says Avram had to come, Michlal, that he wasn't there. Tahishata, it's quite clear that at that moment, Loi Havahasam, he wasn't there. Because had he only been there, then he wouldn't have said Vayovar. So how can it be that we would allow to this the dead body of Sarah Imenu to be lying around waiting for the Hespedim if it was a covered for her? So then I understand. It's not a bezoyin to keep the mace lying around because the whole reason why we're doing so is in order that eventually the mace should get covered. But if it's for the covered of the live people, meaning Avraham Avinu, how can it be that the covered Avraham Avinu justifies delaying the hesped and keeping the dead body lying around? It's a bezoyin for Sarah. Says the Gemara, no. Sarah, Gufa, Nicha lo. We can be rest assured that Sarah herself would definitely be happy with this, and she would have wanted it. Ki hecha de meyaker bo Avram, in order that her husband Avram Avinu should get his covered. So even though it's true, essentially the purpose of the hespedim is not, the Gemara is suggesting, for the covered of the dead person, but rather for the live person. But we can be rest assured that Sarah Imenu was happy, as it were, to be lying there, bebizoyin, in order that Avraham Avinu should get his covered. And even though by definition that meant that the dead body would have to be lying around for quite a while, because Avraham Avinu had to come all the way from the Hesped, from Akedas Yitzchak, nonetheless, we can be rest assured that Sarah would have agreed. And yes, she would be happy, as it were, to be lying there waiting, so that Avraham Avinu eventually would be able to say his Hesped, and that way get his consolation and his comfort. Which means, therefore, at the moment, we don't yet have a proof. We try to prove that it's for covered for the mace, but the Gemara says, no, it's no proof. It could really be that it's covered for the chai, and Sarah Imenu would have been happy with that. Okay, so now let's look at
Rebbe,
another.
wasn't it much, but it was much more than a hesped. He had a first comeback. He had to meet with Stay Ephron. He had to bury her in Hebron. I mean, there was a lot of other stuff that had to happen before the hesped that took time.
So the Kvura, obviously, by the way, the Hesped happened before the Kvura. All the Parsha of Ephraim was after the Hesped. In the beginning of Parsha's Chayei Sarah, it first says that Sarah died, Avram came to cry and to eulogize her, and then he went to Ephraim. Okay, so tomorrow brings another proof now. Toshema, again, all the psukim that we've already brought earlier on in this Omer. Says the Gemara, V'softuloi Kol Yisrael, the Kavru Oisa. Again, this is referring to Aviyah. Aviyah was the son of the wicked king Yerovam, and the Navi predicts, Achiah Shiloni predicts, that he's going to be Zeicha to a Hesped. V'softuloi Kol Yisrael. Now, V'i Omrut Mishum Yikra D'Chaya, Hanach B'nei Yikra Ninhu. Remember, who was Achiah? Achiah was the son of Yerovam. Yerovam was a terrible Rosha, and so too was the entire family. So if you're going to tell me that the Hesped for Achiah is a covered for the live people, so who are we giving covered to? The family of Yerovam. Why do they need covered? Why is the Navi predicting there's going to come the day and there's going to be Hespedim, what, lichvoid, the family of Yerovam? Hanuch b'nei Yikra, are they people who deserve covet? Look at Rashi. Hanuch b'nei Yikra ninu b'tmiyah, it's a question mark. V'haloi kol beis Yerovam, the entire household of Yerovam hanoisarim, all those who remained. Rishoyim hoyu were Rishoyim. Says the Gemara, nonetheless, nichaluhu l'tzadikayo. It's still nicha for the tzaddik. It's still nicha for the tzaddik. De miyakribuhu in she. How do they translate that, Rabbi Yosef?
It is pleasing to the righteous that other people receive honor through them.
So therefore, what it's saying is that even though the family of Yerovam were Rishoyim, but essentially we weren't doing it for them. We were doing it because we knew that the tzaddik would be happy. Who is the tzaddik? Achiyah would be happy that if through me others can get some type of chizuk, then I'm happy for it. Even though it's true they're a shoyim and they don't deserve it, it's true I'm not doing it for their good. But the tzaddik would certainly be happy that other people should get a covered if it's through him.
Rebbe, wasn't Yerovam a part of David's family?
Yerovam ben Nevat. No, that's Rehovam. Rehovam was a grandson of David, but Yerovam ben Nevat was a
Ashehecht
terrible.
Yisrael, but he wasn't related to David HaMelech at all.
He was from the Malchus. Of course, he was from the Malchus, but a descendant of, but not as Rechavam.
So I was thinking that maybe it's because he was like it would be a bush to David into the line of David HaMelech, the tzaddik. That's why.
Again, we're not eulogizing Yerovam over here. We're eulogizing his son Achiah, who was a tzaddik.
What I'm saying, but the whole, oh, I see.
So the question was, fine. I understand that you do so for kavod for the tzaddik. But if, as we're mentioning, that maybe the hesped is not for the dead person, it's for the live person, so why would we give hespedim to mechabed the family of achia? The family of achia were not tzaddikim. To which the Gemara answered, it's true, it's not in their honor. It's just that the tzaddik would have wanted that. The tzaddik would be happy that through him there could be some type of chizuk to others. Okay, we have to hold it over here. As mentioned, the Gemara is going to try and bring several proofs. This goes all the way down to the bottom of the Amud, over to the next Amud. We'll see this Mitzvah Hashem tomorrow.